Kenneth, we got a couple of minutes, and if we go past that, we'll just wait till the news is over. What's on your mind, sir? Is Kenneth there?
Yes, hi. I have a question, a protocol for treatment of essential tremors.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talking about it some weeks ago, and I didn't get the details down of the doses,
okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay. Well, what we're doing to try to treat is so-called essential tremors because, darn it, they're definitely not essential, but that's what they're called because we really don't know what causes them, is we're trying to improve the health of the structure called the brain because that's where they're coming from. And so if we work on the health of the structure called the brain, sometimes the tremors will gradually go away. I can't tell you it's guaranteed every time, but I can tell you it ain't going to hurt anything, and besides, it helps our brains work better, so why not? Okay, the two things to start with happen to be called, of all things, fish oil, and the second one, phospholipids. Now, fish oil, that one's pretty easy. One just swallows a tablespoon of that a day, and if we're going to use any unsaturated fatty acid every day, it's best to take 400 to 500 units of vitamin E along with that. And there's lots of studies on fish oil and brain function, and you can hear the music. So after the top of the hour, sir, we will resume. Kenneth, who's calling us? Oh, I don't know where that's from. Where are you, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Where are you located, sir?
Brennan.
Brennan. Oh, okay. I've never been to Brennan, so okay. That's just what I'm saying here is things that can help the brain. And it starts with the fish oil, but that's mostly omega-3s, and we need some omega-6s there too. So one of the better ones there is flaxseed oil. Some people like safflower oil better. So you could alternate them. Fish oil one day, sunflower oil the next day, fish oil the next day, sunflower oil the next day, or you could use safflower. That really is good for brains, and we have to remember to take that vitamin E at the same time. I think you still got your radio on, sir. I think I can hear it in the background there. Yeah, and if possible, if you could turn that radio off, it'd be handy.
Yeah, I turned it off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, sir. I've been known to make a mistake a time or two myself. So anyway, there's those oils and the vitamin E. Now, second thing that helps to build brains is what are called phospholipids, and the best source of those is in all the health food stores because it's wonderful for making smoothies with, and it's called lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, and person can throw that into a green drink or in any other kind of healthy drink they're making. Throw a couple tablespoons in there and it makes it taste. No, it doesn't taste so much. It's the texture of it comes out really, really, really smooth. Or you can just swallow a tablespoon of lecithin a day. It's a granule that tastes nutty and oily. And those phospholipids, oh, they're very, very necessary for brain membranes. And there's not too many foods we get those in. So those are a couple of things that help to rebuild brain, and then one of my favorites for building new brain cells, and I am not kidding you, the research on it is totally solid, happens to be low-dose lithium. Now, I did say low-dose. It's sitting on the shelf in the natural food stores. This is not the stuff that's really high-dose that's used for bipolar, and you have to have a prescription for it, and you should, too, with that much lithium. This is along the lines of 5 or 10 milligrams a day. And it's in all the natural food stores, home dispensary company, pharmacies. And it's actually been proven, that's proven, to cause the formation of new brain cells. Hey, I'm using this stuff. I can use all the brain cells I can get. Okay, well, those are things that are directed at rebuilding brain and brain cells. And then there are a couple of things that have been found to work in some cases specifically for tremors. One of them is magnesium. Now, magnesium is the center of the chlorophyll molecule. So anytime we're eating green vegetables, we're getting that magnesium in. Of course, we want to make sure we're digesting it and things are getting absorbed into the body. So green veggies are a source of magnesium, but people who've taken magnesium in supplements have found that that can help them some too. And there is a lot of information you'll find about so-called marginal magnesium deficiency that a lot of us have, unless we have been taking on purpose some supplemental vitamins. And I'll shut up in just a moment, because there's one other thing that's been found specifically as a mineral to help tremors. Dr. Gaby, who's my partner in teaching all this kind of stuff, reports that he always looks at everybody's fingernails if they got tremors. And if they got little white spots on them, uh-oh, that person's zinc deficient. And in those circumstances, some zinc supplementation can help the tremors specifically. Now, zinc is also a brain builder. There's something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which I didn't make up. I just copy these names. But what that means is it helps keep brain cells healthy, and zinc stimulates the production of that. So maybe that's how it's helping the tremor. Who knows? But there's some ideas for you, sir. If a person has not been using supplements at all, then we want to make sure, if we do use them, that we don't use too much. But zinc, up to 30 milligrams a day, is fairly safe as long as it's offset with copper. Ask your health food store about that. They'll tell you. And then the magnesium, well, if we take more than 400 to 500 milligrams, some of us get kind of loose bowels. So we should try to stay at a limit of around 400 or less. And all of this can be discussed with your natural medicine doctor.
I was listening to your program some weeks ago, and I thought you mentioned taurine as being one of the medications to take.
Hey, you are a good listener, sir. Absolutely. After lithium, I always start with that one because it has many wider reaching effects than just, that is the low dose, than just building new brain cells. But you're absolutely right. Taurine is number two, right after lithium, for building new brain cells. And it's been found that it does it in the area of the brain that helps with memory. So that can't hurt, can it?
So it's lithium 5 to 10 milligrams per day?
If it's an adult, I'll generally go with 10 unless I'm suspicious for some reason it might be too much for them. That's where talking with your natural medicine doctor is sometimes a good idea, because they know more of your circumstance or your circumstances than I would.
So 10 milligrams per day might be a little high?
Nope, 20 would be a little high. For sure I'd talk to a doctor about that.
Okay. And what is the dosage of taurine per day?
That one has a lot greater range, sir, because it's almost impossible to OD on taurine. So a gram or two a day of that for any adult is perfectly safe. And I think you might have heard, if you were listening to that, to me ramble on about that, you might have heard about this giant study that covered 35 countries and came to the conclusion, this had nothing to do with brain cells now, came to the conclusion that the more taurine there was in the urine specimens from those people, the less likely they were to die of cardiovascular disease. It was a direct inverse relationship.
Also, I think you mentioned previously resveratrol.
For general brain health, it's, I would say, in the second category of things. The things I mentioned first are all things that I'd use first for brain health, but then if I was to add something in, resveratrol would be among those things. But that does get us to a rather long list.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.